Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live from our studios here in beautiful, sunny, tropical Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard. I'm your co-host for today's live broadcast. And on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment, we wanted to welcome all our listeners and our very, very dedicated following to the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We hope you are super excited. We're super pumped today to have with us today two of the country's leading physicians and two of the real elite doctors, true elite physicians from the great state, one of our favorites, from New Jersey. We want to welcome our very, very special guests today, Dr. Mike Fela and Dr. Vince Giardina from the great state of New Jersey. Welcome, Dr. Mike and Dr. Vince.
Thank you, Dr. Perry. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks, Dr. Perry. Greatly appreciate you having us on this great show today.
Beautiful. This is great because I really not one but two real stars in our great profession, and it's a real treat, a real honor to have you with us here today on this live broadcast. And you know, for many of you who are first timers to our national broadcast, one of the things that our audience happens to love about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some of the groundbreaking medical technology utilized by our spotlighted physicians here today, Dr. Mike Fela and Dr. Vince Giardina from New Jersey, but also during our show, they really get an up-close and personal look from behind the curtain as to why these two star doctors have been so incredibly successful in their treatment protocols and their treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, from neck pain, from joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by stress, often caused by injuries, and many, many of whom who just basically are dealing with chronic pain syndromes. So we're going to dive right into the deep end of the pool here today, and I wanted to start with you, Dr. Mike, in terms of discussing one of the groundbreaking technologies, something that you've utilized in your practice for quite a while. We wanted to talk a little bit about something known as non-surgical spinal decompression. And for our audience, would you be kind enough to share with us, Dr. Mike, what exactly is non-surgical spinal decompression?
Sure, Dr. Bard, and non-surgical is the most important words there. But non-surgical decompression is basically a gentle, safe procedure where a patient is placed on a very highly specialized table. Once they're put in position on that table, the machine itself kind of pulls the spine apart. And by doing that, it causes a vacuum effect in the disc area. When the we're trying to work on a herniated or a bulging disc that's being putting pressure on a nerve. So this machine, when it causes that vacuum effect, for lack of a better word, sucks the disc back in to place to take the pressure off that nerve. When it does that also, it also is getting water and nutrients back into the disc. The discs are what we call avascular, and what that means is there is no blood supply to it. So they don't get water, but discs are water and they need water. And, you know, unfortunately, surgery, epidurals, physical therapy won't get water back in the disc, but this machine will. And once it gets back in there, we start to hydrate it and at the same time take the pressure off the nerve. As I was saying before, it's safe. It's a pain-free procedure. And, you know, when the patients see the table, it's a beautiful, amazing table. They get scared at first. But once they're in there, you know, the treatment can be up to about a half an hour. They generally fall asleep once they start the procedure.
How do you, in case in point, you know, for example, there's so many listeners that we have on this broadcast that are wondering, how do you determine whether somebody is a candidate for this, Dr. Mike?
You know, anyone who has back pain, neck pain, pain down the arms, pain down the legs, numbness down the arms, down the legs, people who told they need surgery in their back. They had an MRI done, and they're told they even need surgery, they need epidurals. Anyone who has any kind of pain like that is a candidate for spinal decompression.
It's great to hear because of the simple fact that we know that you attract a very, very, a certain type of patient, many of whom travel from very, very far away to visit you in central New Jersey. And part of your success, we know, both you and Dr. Giardina, is part of your protocol. Dr. Vince, can you explain a little bit as to your specific analysis or your specific protocols to determine why somebody would be a candidate for this procedure?
Sure, Dr. Bard. It's very important that we do a thorough exam of a patient to make sure that they are a candidate. After we do an exam, we'll do a series of tests. And then what's really important is to find out whether they have already had an MRI, which many people do in this position. If they do, we want them to bring the MRI in with them, and we will sit down and go over the MRI with them to show them exactly where the problem is and what it means to have a herniated disc. I can tell you from a lot of experience that most people, when they come in with this problem, as Dr. Fowler was just saying, a lot of times they're told they'll need surgery. They'll come in, they'll have their MRIs, and I'll ask them, has anyone gone over these MRIs with you? And I'd say 95% of the people say no, that no one has actually showed them the MRI, that the doctor just said, well, you have a herniated disc and you need surgery. So we try to spend a lot of time with each of our patients to make sure that they're a candidate and to make sure they understand why they're a candidate and why this procedure will be of great benefit to them as compared to a surgery or an epidural or something like this. The procedure, of course, is, I always try to tell a patient, it's always better to do something conservative than it is to do something drastic. And anytime you start sticking needles in your back or you start going in for surgeries, the problem with that is if it doesn't work, then you're really in a situation where there's not many things that can help you. We've had patients come in that have had surgeries that they call failed back surgery, where the patient is actually feeling worse than when they started. And it makes it more difficult because now there's scar tissue that builds up. There's all kinds of problems that come from any surgery, and it makes it more difficult for us to try to help them. So we try to stress to them that this procedure, this protocol, is much safer. It works in a very large percentage of the cases, and that we will ensure that they are a good candidate for this and they will receive all the attention they need to get better.
So well said. You know, I was so excited to have you guys on the show because one of the things that you're both known for is both of you, and we're going to, you know, I want to delve a little bit more into it, is the fact that you're both known as being great communicators and taking something that, in essence, is, for so many patients, something that's very complicated, and both of you have the ability to really break it down on the most simplistic terms to be able to empower patients. And as you know, and a lot of our listening audience knows, that if you look in the dictionary under the word doctor really means teacher. And both of you are really known as teachers in empowering your patients So in that regard, Dr. Vince, why is the MRI really the foundational component to making that analysis in lieu of just a plain film X-ray?
Well, that's actually a great question, and I try to explain that to patients, too. An X-ray is mainly for looking at solid structures like bone, but it doesn't show you any of the soft tissue, which we really need to see, like a disc. As Dr. Feller mentioned before, one of the great components of a disc is moisture. Because they are, as Dr. Feller said, avascular, they don't have a direct blood supply, but they need water, a lot of moisture, to make them work. And when you look at an MRI is looking for water. You can see it very plainly. And so in a normal, healthy disc, you can actually see it's lighter in the inside of the disc because the inside of the disc is filled with this moisture. But as you look at it and you see, for instance, a disc that may be herniated or bulging, the inside of the disc starts getting darker, and sometimes it's completely black, which is telling us that it's losing all of its moisture, which is a very dangerous and bad situation for the disc, because as it loses its moisture, it doesn't have the integrity it needs to hold together, and it begins to, of course, bulge or herniate depending upon how far back it goes. And when it does, it typically pushes toward the back. And, of course, back there is the most important structure in our body, which is our spinal cord, and that's where all the nerves run through to run the body. And now you have this disc that's the integrity of the disc is breaking down, so it's now pushing toward that spinal cord, and many times it will actually push on some of the nerves, which is why things like pain down the legs, which we call sciatic pain, become so prevalent, because you have that disc that's now breaking down, pushing against the nerves. The nerves are becoming irritated, and when they become irritated, they start to react, and you'll feel pain, you'll feel numbness, you'll feel tingling. Sometimes you may feel electric shocks going through, and this you can see very clearly in an MRI compared to an X-ray.
So it's very interesting, because there is a big difference here, and there's an old saying, is many of our audience knows that if they always say that when you could see the invisible, you could do the impossible. And I know that when you ask some of your patients, a mainstay of your patients, about some of the treatment options they've been afforded by both you and Dr. Mike, that it is something that is radically different in terms of saving them from narcotics, saving them from epidural injections, saving them from potential surgeries, because the fact is that you are seeing the invisible. You are seeing what many other doctors are not able to visualize because of your extensive background, your extensive knowledge base, and the simple fact that your experience speaks volumes on, especially with regard to the success that both of you have had tremendously. We are coming to you live, just so for some of the listeners that came in a little bit later, we are actually coming to you live from Palm Beach, Florida. And this is the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. And we have with us here today Dr. Mike Fala, Dr. Vince Giardina from the great state of New Jersey, central New Jersey, and a little bit of a snowy day today. Huh?
Oh,
is
yeah,
today a snow day?
A little snowy today.
Not to encourage you to hop on a plane, because Jersey's beautiful too, but today's a snow day. And today's an empowering day. Would you be kind enough, Dr. Vince, to just give our listeners your website information as well as your contact information, specifically your phone number?
Sure. The website is www.oceanintegrated.com. And you can reach us by phone at 732-686-9020.
Now, there's a number of other specialties, and there's a number of other services that you provide to a gamut of patients, and I want to talk about that. But before we talk about that, one of the things that I was really dying to ask both of you was I was so curious, and we waited to get you guys on the show here. And we're so honored that you're giving us some time out of your busy schedules today. But I was very curious, Dr. Mike, how did you two doctors meet, and how did you decide to put the Brain Trust together here to create one of the most dynamic practices in all of New Jersey? How did this start?
Dr. Vince and I, we've known each other for well over 10 years, and we had met at another location we were both working at, and then Dr. Vince went and opened up a great office down in the Toms River area with multidiscipline. He's got PT and acupuncture. I did the same thing up in Freehold, New Jersey, and then we got together one day after not seeing each other for about a year, and we decided we wanted to make this incredible practice where we concentrated on disc disease and other conditions that was a little bit different from what everyone else was doing. And saying that to the benefit of the patients. And we've put our heads together and we decided, let's open up this place together. And that's what we did, and we're really happy with what's going on so far with it, because we're getting a lot of people well, and we're helping a lot of people avoid surgery, unnecessary medications, epidurals. And we do it, we're both passionate guys, but we do show compassion to our patients. Dr. Vince was mentioning before about the MRIs. A lot of times people don't know what they're doing. We tell our patients to come in for a second reading, but in actuality, it is actually their first reading, because it's being explained to them with compassion for the first time when we go over it with them.
So it's really very interesting, because of the fact that these patients a lot of times are really out of options, especially when it comes to these degenerative conditions that cause back problems, that cause spinal problems, that cause nerve problems. And the unique thing about your practice is that you treat all of those conditions. You treat bone problems, you treat disc problems, you treat nerve problems. And I've seen pictures of your office, and I have to say it's one of the showcase offices that I've seen in a very, very long time, a real five-star facility. And in that regard, I wanted to talk to you also about one of the things that you've had tremendous success in, and that is the use of laser therapy. And Dr. Vince, would you be kind enough to share with our listening audience about the utilization of laser therapy in your practice?
Sure. Laser therapy, they're considered, the lasers that we use are called cold lasers, and we want to make sure that people understand the difference, because when they see TV, they see lasers cutting through things and blowing things up, and that's not the kind of laser that we use. They're called cold laser because you don't actually feel, there's no heat emanating from them. It's not heating up the tissue, which most times you don't want to do. You don't want to be cooking the tissue. You want to be healing the tissue. And so these cold lasers, actually the ones that Dr. Mike and I have are the most advanced ones out at this time, and they use a certain wavelength of laser that has been determined through lots of studies and research to help to reduce inflammation. A lot of times people in these areas will have a lot of swelling, and so you need to get that swelling down, and these lasers are very, very good for that. But it also is good for reducing pain. It actually works on the cells themselves to help those cells to function better so that they don't have to send the pain signal any longer. And, of course, it helps to heal by causing the cells within the tissue that damaged to be able to function better overall. So when you have all these things going on, you're reducing swelling, you're reducing the pain signal, and you're sending more, the cells are being able to become more healthy, then you can reduce the pain, and the functionality of the area grows. You become more mobile, become less painful, become more functional. And when you combine that with some of the other things that we're doing, it really makes a big difference in how quickly a patient can get better. And this is something that you were talking about too, Dr. Bard. It's not just making you better, but it's how quickly we can make you better and back to doing your daily activities of life. You know, with surgery, many times you have surgery, then you have rehab, then you have all these other things, and then if it doesn't work, it just goes on and on and on. And what we try to do is use these new advanced procedures that help to increase your functionality and your ability to go back to life and get back to doing things again. We like to say we help you reclaim your life.
So this is a very gentle, this is a very simple, this is a very easy procedure, a very cost-effective procedure as well, as I've been told by your practice with regards to the simple fact that many patients would qualify for this type of treatment. And in terms of cost-effectiveness, how does this compare to other types of treatments?
Well, the laser, as you say, number one, one of the most important things patients want to know, does it hurt? No. There's no pain involved in using this. If anything, it's completely painless and it reduces pain very quickly. So the beauty of it in terms of cost effectiveness is that we can get you going a lot faster than most other treatments. So you're not having to pay for long, drawn-out care as well as aftercare like some other types of therapies that some people need. So it gets you moving much more quickly, and getting back to life much more quickly. So in terms of expense, it's minimal compared to most anything else that is done out there.
It's great to hear. Now, you could have practiced anywhere in the country with your background. Why Central New Jersey, Dr. Vince? Why did you decide to open your practice there?
Well, when Dr. Mike and I spoke, and we actually looked at other lots of different places, we felt that this, it's interesting that we say Central New Jersey, because we felt that this particular area was very central to a large part of New Jersey that could be accessed very easily between the major highways and the trains, and people can reach us from almost anywhere very quickly. We have people coming from New York City, and it only takes about 40 minutes to get to our office from the city. Plus the facility that we were looking for, we were trying to be very selective in our facility, and the facility that we came across, as you mentioned, was very well thought out, very well designed in where it's located. It's right on a main highway. It's right near many other stores and businesses that people know, so they can get to it very easily. We felt that this would be a perfect location.
It's exciting to hear, and very exciting specifically for not just your patient base in Central New Jersey, but the numerous patients that travel from other states to come in to see you. And this is kind of an interesting time because, full disclosure here, I think it's important to let our audience know, I had the honor and the pleasure of seeing Dr. Mike Fela here, down here in Palm Beach, Florida, actually last week. And as you know also, too, this is an exciting time in your life, Dr. Vince, in the fact that last weekend was a very big weekend for you. Congratulations on being a newlywed. Fantastic.
Yes, it was a very exciting time. And
it is a very exciting time. Don't think I wasn't going to let our listening audience know that. And the fact that, talk about attention to detail in lieu of going on a honeymoon, who goes right back to his patients Monday morning is Dr. Vince. But I think, we're a little tongue-in-cheek about it, but the reality is I think it speaks to your commitment to excellence, your commitment to detail, your commitment to your patients. And that's why, that's why it's such an honor to have both of you on this broadcast here today, because of not just your success, but also your reputation in New Jersey and abroad. We're coming to you here live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show from Palm Beach, Florida. We have Dr. Mike Fela and also Dr. Vince Giardina together here. And I wanted to dive a little bit into some of the things, because you have a lot, your office has been called almost, forgive the term, but you know, just almost like a mall of healthcare, just in this incredible facilities, plural facilities, where you treat not just a host of pain conditions, but you also give patients the option to be able to improve their health by also losing weight. Dr. Mike, can you speak a little bit upon your incredibly successful weight loss regimen and program that you have?
Sure, Dr. Bard. You know, it stems first from the fact that I like to live a healthy lifestyle. My family, my wife is a marathoner, and, you know, I do triathlons. And we're not spring chickens either. You know, I'm in my 50s, my wife's in her 40s. But we implore health with our kids and ourselves, and that's important for me, for my patients also. It translates to them. So we, you know, there are a lot of different weight loss products out there and a lot of different weight loss systems, and some of them are better than others. But what we try to do, Dr. Vincent and I here, is to kind of incorporate a lot of different ones that will work best for the patients. You know, we have laser weight loss here, which has been pretty popular in the area. But we found that, you know, laser weight loss is a great machine. We have a great machine here that we do it with. But it standing alone, it's not going to get, you know, results that people want. And we understand that. We know, you know, you can't go on a laser weight loss machine and eat a pizza. This doesn't work. So we sit with our patients. We try to find out what their dieting guidelines are. A lot of times I have my patients fill out a food log. I want to see for like a few days what they're eating. And my rule is you bite it, you write it. I don't care if it's a piece of gum. And then based on that, sometimes I'll look at a food log and I'll say, you know what, you're not eating bad. We just got to make little changes. Instead of eating this, eat that. You know, sometimes they're eating more food when I'm done with them, but they're eating the right foods that work for them. And only when we do that can they start to get on that road of losing weight but more importantly, being healthy. And sometimes they're so toxic, we will even put them on a detoxification. There's many different ones out there. We want to use the ones best for that patient because that's basically a metabolism reset. A lot of times people say, "Oh, I can't lose weight. I try," and it's not so. It's a lot of it's because their metabolism is so bogged down with toxins. And once we remove those, they suddenly get a reset, and now they can more efficiently lose weight. So now we have them, you know, detoxed. They can lose weight. We have them eat the right foods, and then we put them on the laser weight loss machine. And then when they're done with that, we're not done there yet. We're also going to make sure they're doing a proper exercise regimen. And again, not something like, I'm not going to ask them to run a marathon, but something that would work well for them and in their lifestyle. We find that, you know, if you're healthy, you know, that's the best gift of all.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's so refreshing to know that you practice what you preach, and both Dr. Yu and Dr. Vince really take a whole person approach here, really work with the patients on a holistic basis from the inside out, providing the best in technology, the best in diagnostics, and last but not least, the best in results. I mean, you're a results-driven practice. And I say practice in the plural sense. Would you be kind enough to just share with our listening audience the different locations that you have in central New Jersey?
Sure. The office that we are at right now is Ocean Integrated Wellness Center. It is in Oakhurst, New Jersey. We're about a mile from the ocean. It's a very beautiful area between Red Bank and Asbury Park as landmarks. Dr. Vince is down in Toms River, which is about a 20-minute ride south from here. Again, another shore town, very, very busy town, lots of different healthcare professionals down there. Doc does great work down there. And I also have an office up in Freehold, New Jersey, which is going a little bit more west, going towards Pennsylvania, another multidiscipline office that we incorporate a lot of different disciplines to help our patients.
It's great. And your website, once again?
It is www.oceanintegrated.com.
Fantastic. I wish we had more time today to talk. There's a lot of things I would love to speak with you guys about. Would you be kind enough to return again as guests on our Physician Spotlight radio show? Because there's so many things I would love to talk to you about.
Yeah,
it would
we would
be
love to.
Certainly an honor. Yeah, we'd love to. This we really appreciate you giving us this opportunity, and we certainly appreciate all the work that you do. It's just, like I said, it's an honor to be here and be able to speak with you.
Our listening audience really wants to know where you're going to go on your honeymoon, too, which would be a nice surprise to come back for the second show here. But it was really, really such a great honor. You, both of you, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, are such incredible communicators, and really what we always like to refer to, you're really the doctor's doctor. In other words, when doctors get sick, where do doctors go? And both of you are of such high caliber that you are the exact practice, the exact type of physicians that doctors go to because of your attention to detail, your level of specificity, your background, your knowledge. Gosh, I can boast about you guys forever, but it's just been such an honor to have you on today's broadcast. And I wanted to thank our listening audience here for joining us here on a snowy day in central New Jersey, but a gorgeous day, and that's the yin-yang, and Jersey's beautiful too, but Palm Beach, very, very nice. And we're so honored to come to you here live on our Physicians Spotlight radio show. So on behalf of our co-host here, Dr. Eric Kaplan, I wanted to thank all of you for joining us. I wanted to thank you, Dr. Mike and Dr. Vince, for joining us. And we look forward to seeing you once again on the next broadcast of the Physician Spotlight radio show. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight radio show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight radio show.
Hey.
Hey.
Do we hang up now?